Good morning, everyone. Today's parak is the third parak of Hilchos Talmud Torah. It is one of the most beautiful parakim in all of the Mishnah Torah. As we will see soon, the Rambam's prose here is truly poetry, as he describes the grandeur of the crown of Torah. Halacha Aleph. B'shlosha ksarim nichtaru Yisrael. With three crowns, the Bnei Yisrael were crowned. Keser Torah, the Keser Kahuna, the Keser Malchus, the crown of Torah, the crown of the priesthood of Kahuna, and the crown of Malchus, of kingship. Keser Kahuna, Zachabo Aram. As for the crown of the priesthood, that was acquired by Aaron. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, "Vayisal lolu zaro achara bris kunas olam." For eternity, Aaron and his descendants have acquired the priesthood. Keser Malchus zachabo David, the crown of the kingship that was acquired by David. Shenamar, zaro lolam ye v'chisok kashemesh nedi. Forever, his children, his descendants, will sit on his throne. Keser Torah harei munach v'omed umuchon lechol Yisrael. However, this third crown, the crown of Torah, it is sitting there, waiting, open, available for any member of Klal Yisrael. Shneimar, the pasuk says, Torah tziva lanu Moshe morasha kihilas Yaakov. It is the heritage, the legacy of all of Am Yisrael. Kol mi sheyirtza yavo b'ito. Anybody who wants it, he can come and he can take it. Shema tomar, she'osam haksarim gdolim mikaser Torah. And then you might think, well, since this one's out there in the streets, it's open for the taking, maybe it's not as great as those earlier acquired crowns were, as the crown of priesthood and the crown of kingship was. Harehu Omer, the pasuk says otherwise. Bi melachem yom lochu v'roznem yechoku tzedek. Through me will the kings reign, will the officers administer justice. In other words, using the Torah, the kings will be able to rule, and the priests will be able to properly fulfill their function. You see from that the crown of Torah is in fact greater than the other ones because it legitimatizes them, it enables them. The crown of Torah thus is the greatest of the three crowns. Halacha Beis. Amru Chachamim, Mamzer Talmud Chacham Kodem LeKohen Gadol Am Haaretz. Shneimar Yikara Hi Mifninim MiKohen Gadol SheNechnas Lefnai V'Lefnim. An amazingly profound statement. Chazal taught us that a Mamzer, somebody was born from an illicit relationship, but who is a Talmud Chacham, he takes precedence in terms of whose life we would say first and other halachos to a Kohen Gadol, a person who has perfect lineage, but who is ultimately ignorant. As the pasuk says, that he's more dear than the one who enters even into the Holy of Holies, the most innermost chambers of the Beis HaMikdash. He is dearer to Hashem, this Talmud Chacham Mamzer is, than a Kohen Gadol. Halacha Gimel. Not a single other mitzvah is equal, is the equivalent of Talmud Torah. El Talmud Torah keneged kol mitzvos kulon. In fact, not only is Talmud Torah unparalleled in terms of its own weightiness, but its weightiness is so great that it's parallel to the entirety of all the other mitzvahs. Why? Shad Talmud may be the Deimaisa, because through learning Torah, one is driven to fulfill it. And therefore, learning Torah takes precedence towards simply fulfilling the mitzvot in all areas. It itself is a fulfillment of a mitzvah, as well as it's a linchpin mitzvah because it spurs us to do other mitzvot. Halacha Dalet. Ha'ilafanav asiyas mitzvah b'talmud Torah. If somebody had in front of him the opportunity to do a mitzvah and the opportunity to continue learning Torah. Im efshar l'mitzvah le'asos ayidei acherim lo yafsik talmudo. If it's possible for the mitzvah to be done by somebody else, so then the individual who's learning Torah should not cease his learning. Instead, he should continue and allow the mitzvah to be done by somebody else. V'im lav, however, if nobody else is available to do the mitzvah, yasa mitzvah, the one learning Torah should stop his learning, do the mitzvah, v'yafsul talmudo. And then, importantly, he should return to his limud Torah and not get distracted by other things. But what is critical is that he's supposed to stop and do the mitzvah. Why is that? If we look back at the previous halacha, we were told that Talmud Torah is not only greater than any other mitzvah, it's greater and equivalent to all the other mitzvahs. If that's the case, you would think that it would naturally follow that if one is learning Torah, one shouldn't stop for any other mitzvah. However, this question has been raised by many. Rav Lichtenstein offered one particularly meaningful approach, and he explained that Talmud Torah, which doesn't have within it the quality to drive us, lidei maisa, as we saw before, Talmud is kodem because it's maybe lidei maisa. If Talmud Torah contradicts itself in its purpose, that in an opportunity to do a mitzvah, one allows the mitzvah to lie unfulfilled because one is learning Torah, then that demonstrates that the quality that makes something count as Talmud Torah is not there. Because Talmud Torah is only Talmud Torah if it leads towards action. And if it's not going to lead towards action, that means that it's not truly Talmud Torah that we were talking about all along. Halacha hey, tchilas dino she'adam eino nidon HaTalmud V'acharkach Al Shar Maisav. The first thing a person will be judged about after 120 is his Limud HaTorah, and then eventually on his other actions. Therefore, Chazal instructs that a person should always be involved with Torah. This is the first thing you're going to be asked. It's most primary. It's what's going to color the rest of your life. And you should be involved in Torah, even if it means that you might not be doing it on the highest levels, that you're doing it for the most ideal reasons, but you're doing it perhaps for some other reason. Nonetheless, you should be involved with Torah, because ultimately, by being involved with Torah on one level, it will lead to that higher level of learning Torah Lishma. Halacha Vav. Misha nisao libo l'kai mitzvazo karoi, v'lios muchter b'kezer Torah. Somebody whose heart has been driven, it's been uplifted, he's been inspired to fulfill this mitzvah as is appropriate for it, and to be crowned with the crown of Torah. Lo yasiach daito l'dvar macher. He shouldn't allow his mind to be distracted by other matters. V'lo yasim al libo yishikne Torah ema osher v'akavod kachas. He shouldn't fool himself into thinking that he's going to acquire the Torah along with wealth and honor at once. Kachi darka shel Torah. Instead, this is the way of Torah. Pas v'melach tochal. You should have just bread and salt as your food. Umayim b'shmer tishta. And have a little bit of water to drink. V'al aretz tishan. You should sleep on the earth. V'chai tzar tichye. You should live a life of difficulty. U'bat Torah ato amel. And should be involved. You should toil in the Torah. Don't be overwhelmed by it. The matter is not upon you to complete it. You don't have to ensure that you master all of Torah. However, you are not free to throw that yoke away and not be involved in Torah. You can't nullify it. You can't walk away from its fulfillment. And you should be aware that the more Torah you learn, the more reward you've increased for yourself. And of course, the degree of reward will be in accordance with the pain, the suffering, the difficulty that came with that Limud HaTorah. Halacha Zayin. Shema Tomer Ad Shekabetz Mamon Echzor Ve'Ekra. Somebody might think to himself that once I've acquired enough money, now I'll go back and I will learn. Ad She'ekne Masha Nitzarech Ve'Eponem Me'asad Kai Ve'Echzor Ve'Ekra. Until I reach the point where I've acquired that which I need. I have a house, I have a car, I have another car, maybe even another car, I have a yacht, I have everything I need. So then I'll go back and I will learn Torah. Im Talem Machshava Zua Limcha. The Rambam tells us, if this thought enters your mind, you entertain this thought, you allow this to be a part of your worldview, you will never acquire the crown of Torah. Rather, what's the proper perspective? Make your Torah the primary focus, the set feature of your life, and your work should be temporary. And don't say to yourself that when I have the opportunity, when I have the free time, then I'll learn Torah. Maybe you'll never, ever have that opportunity. Kasa b'Torah. The pasuk teaches us as follows: Lo v'ashamayim hi v'lo me'ivar liyafni. The Torah is not up in heaven, nor is it across the sea. What does that mean? Lo v'ashamayim hi. It's not up in heaven. Lo b'gatzei ruach hi metsuya. V'lo b'mahalchi me'ivar liyafni. It's not up in heaven in the sense that it's not in those who are arrogant. It's not across the sea in that it's not to be found in those who are so involved in their business pursuits that they're traveling cross country, internationally all the time. The fikach amru chum. Therefore, Chazal taught us, Lo kol amayra b'schor malkim. Somebody who's so involved in business won't necessarily succeed in becoming wise. Not everyone who's so involved in business will become wise. Chazal taught us you should be involved less in your business and instead involve yourself with Torah. Halacha tes. Divrei Torah nimshalu kamayim. Shneamar hoy kol tzameh l'chul amayim. The words of Torah compared to water. In what sense? The Torah tells us that all those who are thirsty should come and drink. Lomar lecha to teach us, ma mayim eina miskansim b'makom midron, ela nizcholem me'olav miskapsim b'makom ashboren. Just as water doesn't gather up in a high, slanted area, instead it slopes, follows the slopes downward, and enters into a small, lower collecting area. Kach divrei Torah eina nimsa b'gasei ruach. So too, the words of Torah cannot be found in those who are arrogant, v'lo b'lev kol gvalev, and not in the hearts of those who are arrogant. Ela b'dako shval ruach shemis abik ba'afar ragli chamu meisir atabu svatun gei hazman mi libo, v'osu melacha b'chol yom ma'ak kdei chayav, im lo hayo lo ma yochal, ushar yom v'leila osik b'torah. Who can the Torah be found within? The Torah can be found within those who are humble, those who are lowly in spirit, and because of that, they're willing to grasp onto the dust of the feet of the chacham, the wise men, and actually learn Torah. They're not afraid to do so because of their arrogance. And they'll throw away all the different pleasures of this world and the foolishness of the times because they recognize that that's just for people who think that they need grandeur in this world and be viewed as lofty in the eyes of others. But instead, they throw those away because they realize those are shackles which prevent them from truly learning Torah. Instead, they work as much as necessary enough that they can be sustained every day. If they don't have food, they work a little bit, they get enough for food, and they spend the rest of their days engaged in Talmud Torah, their nights in Talmud Torah. Halacha Yud. Now, you might have gotten the wrong impression and thought that because one is supposed to throw away one's business pursuits to the maximal degree possible, that one should throw them away entirely, to the point where one is left to engage in Talmud Torah kol hayom kula. Talmud is going to tell us that that is a wrong perspective. This is a very controversial Rambam, because in it he strongly advocates against a kolel lifestyle. Now, it should be understood that this particular Rambam has been analyzed throughout the centuries. In fact, if you're looking at the Rambam inside, the Kesef Mishnah has a long piece here, Rabbi Yosef Kairo, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, a long piece defending the practice of supporting those who are studying Torah. But nonetheless, the Rambam felt very strongly that somebody should not receive alms, should not receive charity, should not be a burden on the community in order to further their own learning. The Rambam elsewhere describes that one can choose to work, as he's described here, at a minimum, and expect that God will take care of him and allow him to live not a life of luxury by any means, but a life where he'll be able to be sustained and survive if he truly cares about the Torah. But all of that has to be colored by the fact that he's not supported from the community. So this, again, is a very controversial Rambam. There's a lot to say in it, on it, based off of it. Modern poskim clearly have leaned in a certain direction against this Rambam, but it's important to see the Rambam inside and to appreciate the pushback that he provides. Anybody who entertains the thought that he will involve himself with Torah, but won't work, and will be supported from the community, from tzedakah, from charity, such an individual has desecrated God's name, he has disparaged the Torah, he has extinguished the light of religion, he's brought about bad to himself, and he has lost his share in the world to come, he's lost his life in the world to come. Very harsh condemnation. The Fisha Asr Leonos Mitivari Torah Bala Mazet, because the Rambam tells us it's forbidden to benefit from the words of Torah in this world. Amru Chachamim, Chazal taught, Kol Hanene Mitivari Torah Noto Chai Ben Olam. Anybody who benefits from the words of Torah loses his life. But Otsivu Amru, and furthermore they instructed, Al Taseh Torah Liskado Ben Lo Kardom Lachbar Ben. You shouldn't make the Torah into a crown in order to become great with it, nor should you make it into a shovel with which to dig. In other words, to use it as your profession to make money. But Otsivu Amru, and furthermore they instructed, Ehel Vas Malachu Snaz Arabanas. You should love work, appreciate what work provides you with, and despise positions of authority. And any Torah which doesn't have with it a profession, work, then ultimately it will be nullified and will lead to sin. And such an individual will ultimately come to improper practices and he will steal from others. And the flip side is true as well, that it's a great attainment for somebody to be self-sufficient, self-supported. And this is the way of the early righteous ones. And through this, by being self-sufficient, self-supported, will somebody earn for himself true dignity, true good in this world and in the next. Shneimar, the pasuk says, that praiseworthy is somebody whose work of his own hands is what he's supported from. He's praiseworthy in this world, and he will have good in the ultimate world of good in the next world. Halacha Yud Beis. Ain't every Torah miskamev mishamar pa'atzmo aleha. Now the way to achieve Torah learning, true Torah learning, to attain the Torah, is not by being lackadaisical in his approach to learning it. And it won't be found in those who learn amidst pleasure and amidst eating and drinking. It will only be maintained in somebody who kills himself over the Torah, who really works himself, doesn't allow any sleep whatsoever to his eyes. Amru Chacham Derech Remes and Chazal said, in a hinting fashion, Zos HaTorah Adam Kiyomos Bo'el, referring to the laws of Tumet Tara, that this is the Torah, when somebody dies in the tent. So, Ein HaTorah Miskayemetz El B'Misha Mimetz Atom V'Aleichem, that the Torah will only be sustained in somebody who kills himself in the tents of the wise. V'chein Amar Shlomo B'Chamasa, this is what Shlomo said initially, Hizra Pisa B'Yom Tzara Kochecha, that if somebody is going to be faint, he'll be weak on a day of difficulty. In other words, when the going gets tough, you get going, but not in the way of the tough. You don't start working harder, but instead you just bounce. So then your strength will be weak. But Od Amar, and furthermore, they said, Af Chachmasi Amdali, Chachmash Lamati Ba'af Hi Amdali. The wisdom that I attained through the times of anger, what appeared like wrath, when things were hard, so that's what stood by me. That's what was steadfast by the test of time. Another point about retaining one's learning. Chazal taught us that a covenant has been cut with anybody who toils in Torah, not just at home. There's a special quality to learning in the base medrash. There's a seriousness, there's an avira which is there, which will enable one to truly retain their learning. He won't quickly forget it. And somebody who's learning in a modest fashion, just because you're in the base measure doesn't mean you have to promote to the whole world that you're such a masmid. So then he will also become wise. Somebody who learns modestly will become wise. And anybody who enunciates the words while he learns, rather than just scanning them with his eyes, so then his learning will be maintained. Tried and proven test that this is something which will really help one's retention of his learning. The flip side is true as well, unfortunately. Somebody who just scans and says it quietly won't as easily retain his learning. Even though there's an obligation, a mitzvah, to learn both the during the day and the night, as we saw in Parak Aleph, a person will retain, he will learn most of his learning at the evening hours. Why is that? Well, it could be because that during that time, one is much freer. There aren't as many distractions. There's not as much going on. Nowadays, we have our technology, so that might not be exactly the case. But perhaps the equivalent of learning at night in our modern era is by turning off our phone when we begin to learn. So somebody who learns at night has a special quality to his learning, as we will see more in a moment. Therefore, somebody who truly desires to acquire the crown of Torah should not waste even a single one of his nights in unnecessary sleep and eating and drinking and talking and the like, but rather he should be involved in wisdom and in Torah. The song of Torah can only be found at night. And anybody who learns Torah, engages in Torah study at night, so he will have an extra degree of God's kindness stretched upon him during the day. In any house where words of Torah cannot be heard from it at night, a fire, Rachmana Litzlan, will consume it. The Pasuk says, because he has disparaged the word of God, this is somebody who has not paid the appropriate attention to the words of Torah. And so too, anybody who could be involved with Talmud Torah and does not. Somebody says, I don't have the head for it. Well, you're a pretty successful professional. You seem to have a pretty good head. How come you can't learn Torah? I don't have the background. Okay, but now's the time to begin. I don't have the time. We have an obligation to make time. If somebody says that I could have been involved, if somebody could have been involved with Torah and was not involved with Torah, or somebody who had been involved with Torah but then chose to leave it, to forfeit it for the futilities of the time, so such an individual has included himself. Such a person is included within the category of those who have despised, who have disparaged the word of God. Anybody, Chazal tell us, who nullifies the Torah during a time of prosperity will ultimately have the privilege of nullifying it during a stage of poverty. And anybody who fulfills the Torah out of poverty ultimately will fulfill the Torah out of wealth. This is in fact explicit in the Torah. The Rambam tells us, because you didn't serve Hashem when times were good, so then ultimately you will be forced to serve your enemy. Hashem has put us through difficult times in order to benefit us in the long term. We will gain from having studied and fulfilled the Torah in times of difficulty. In the long run, we will be the ones who have benefited. An amazing, amazing parak, one which can teach us so much, even if we ourselves are not at the stage where we're ready to strive for the Keser Shel Torah, to turn away from everything else in this world and pursue it like nothing else. It can inspire us to recognize that if this is the height, this is the goal of existence, well, we, in our own small way, can try to pursue it at the level that we can, to recognize that this crown is like no other crown, that this is what matters in life, this is what defines our existence as meaningful, as substantive. How much can we cling to the Torah? How much can we make Torah study a part of our life? Mir Tashem, we should also be successful in overcoming the challenges to our Limud Torah and to fulfill our fullest potentials.